the pop news there, Lara.
Indeed, Robin. Yes. Good Friday morning to you all, TGIF. And for so many of us, we were all envious of Jennifer Aniston's hair, and now we know that she, too, is prone to hair envy.
No.
Aniston telling Marie Claire magazine she's jealous of Kate Middleton's shiny locks and wonders if the Duchess does it herself. No clue there, but Aniston reveals how she will style her famous mane when she finally ties the knot with Justin Theroux, saying she likes loose and natural hair because it goes against the formality of a wedding gown.
Can't wait.
And I think that will start yet another trend.
Yes. You think?
Also in Bob News today, 27 years after Maverick and Goose stole our hearts in Top Gun. Wow. Come on, give me the music. Finally looks like a sequel could really happen.
Yeah.
At a producing conference earlier this week, Uber producer Jerry Bruckheimer confirmed it is in the early stages and that Tom Cruise and executives at Paramount are all on board. Paramount made the original. Bruckheimer said that even today, no matter where Tom Cruise goes in the world, even after all the other movies, people still call him Maverick. The death of original Top Gun director Tony Scott last August put a pause on the project, but it now appears to be on the tarmac awaiting takeoff.
Wow.
Where's the
need for speed.
Yeah,
oh, you go, girl.
Top. Right here for you, Larry. Always here for you.
And finally in pop news, on Monday we brought you Stash Pup. And today she's got competition in Hamilton, the hipster cat. He is taking the internet by storm, frankly, thanks to his perfect hipster mustache.
Nice.
That is real. That is the way he was built. Hamilton has his own Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook accounts. He even has a t-shirt deal in the works with Urban Outfitters. Very hipster, of course. There you go. His owner sent us that picture of him with us. Hamilton was adopted by the Humane